Hey, yes, day one, track 47 here on the Overnight Scape Underground. 5:15 p.m. on this virtual day of ours here. We're 17 hours and 15 minutes into day one. Can you believe it? Hey, very cool. So, you just heard four very great songs. Let me give you the credits here. Wait a sec. I have to get the information. Whoa. We have some very interesting stuff coming up. Some charming tales. Several charming tales in two different ways. What did I do here? Hold on a second. I gotta find this stuff. Where'd it go? My network places. Okay. Oh, okay. Here we go. I think I got it now. I also got a beer review to do. We got a lot of stuff going on. Look, already 17 hours in, and I'm telling you, I got so much material on deck, if you want to say, for the Overnight Scape Underground. And not all of it is going to be able to fit into day one. It's going to go into day two. But of course, that's fine, because then there's day two, another 24 hours. And there's day three, another 24 hours. And it can just keep going. No end. Okay, here we go. Here's our little credit sequence here. The first song you heard was called Carousel. This song, right? Let's go to the middle of it to give you... Right, this is the song. And this song was by Ben Ackerman from Melbourne, Australia. Marty Kyle from Florida. And Rick Ellis from Louisville, Kentucky. And, yes, these are all from 2005, by the way. And let us see what we have. We have... The next song was I Don't Want to See You Anymore. Right? This one?
They got yes. Your mo.
And this is by Kelly Senecal from Madison, Wisconsin, and Eric. Just known as Eric. Thank you. And next we have Moving to the Sea. Right? The song is like, I have some friends in the ocean. I love that one. They're all great, you know? This song by Evan Dubner from Kansas City, Missouri, and Jerry Collins from Las Vegas. Thank you. Wait, let me see what else I have here. Here, listen to this song for a second while I check something. Yes. Okay, very good. And finally, we had a song called Winter Lady, right? And this was a song by Arthur Vance from Wisconsin, Mike Microman from North Carolina, and Rick Ellis from Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you, everyone involved in creating these songs on the great defunct website, myvirtualband.com. Let's go back to our regular music now. Yes. Whoa. Hold on. Yes, here we are. All right. So we have some charming tales here. And let's start off with a little beer review. My father-in-law, Jack, was kind enough to give me some Michelob Amberbach. Here we go. Yes. It's in a brown bottle. Kind of a cool bottle shape. What is it? Michelob. You see, it's like a cool shape. It says gold medal winner. Amberbach, Michelob Dark Lager, crafted with roasted and caramelized malts, along with choice Bavarian hops, rich and smooth. Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, St. Louis, Missouri. Let's see what it says on the back. It says, rich flavor, remarkably smooth, deep amber color. Roasted and caramelized malts, along with choice Bavarian hops, make Amberbach both deliciously rich and remarkably smooth. Our brewmasters believe you won't find another brew with this much flavor so perfectly easy to drink. Government warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. 2. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems. Visit us at amberbach.com. Whoa. Let me check this out. Let me pour some in my glass here. I had a little bit of this before, too, so I know it's pretty good, you know. But I figured I could use some more beer, and as we're on the underground here. Let's see what we got here. Was it Amberbach.com. I'm going to check it out. And then some charming tales coming up. Oh, Amberbach.com. Yeah, look at this. You must be 21 years of age to enter this site. Please enter. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's like you have to, like, enter different ages. The heck is 67? What? Here we go. Loading up. Is this one going to make any noise? I don't know. Wow. Is it not making noise, this website? It's Flash. Michelob Amberbach and Bavarian Wheat. Then you have Michelob Ultra. But let's try for the Amberbach. Let's see what they got to say about that. As I'm going to sip some here. It's actually good. This is actually good beer. It's very decent. Here we go. There we go. Loading. The little circle is spinning around. Loading. Hey, there's some guys having fun. Yeah, they're drinking and having fun. 706, one great story. You've heard this story before, and you can't wait to hear it again. No, I want to hear... No, I don't need to see pictures of it. I just want to hear about the beer. Expand menu. Here we go. Amberbach. The class of glass? This is... What are these websites? This gets too complicated for its own good. There's videos on here now. What is this? An Amberbach video? Rydell. What? What the hell are they talking about? You use proper glassware. They're showing you to use a Rydell glass? I don't know. These Flash websites are incomprehensible. I mean... How about beer through the ages? Here we go. There's a dartboard. Millennia of beer minutia. That go great with a cold Amberbach and company. What the hell kind of music is this? Oh my, they're overthinking these websites. I just want information on Amberbach and I can't find it. All I have is beer through the ages, the class of glass, and a picture of these two like friggin' tools sitting here in a bar. Okay? Enough. Oh, wait, they had different music selections. All right, we're going to go back. Don't you hate when you close a website? Just as you see something you're interested in, you already click close. All right, here we go. Let's try it again. I want to see what that music was. What is that stupid? It clicks every time you open it. Oh, God, please, with the Flash. You know, there's nothing bad about Flash if it's used properly. This is, in this case, it's abused. Here we go. Here's interlude number 23. This is some of their songs on the website. Oh, good music. How about Gezelig? Here's Gezelig on the website. How about Chapeau? This is Chapeau. Wow, listen to all this music. Codex? Wow, you can listen to all their great songs. How about Fobject? Fobject. Here's Fobject. How about Oisin? Oh, that's a good one, right? I like Oisin. How about Dusk? They have 77 great songs on the website here. Now, Oisin. A-U-S-H-I-N. This is the best song on the website. I just want to say, for the record, I came to this website to get information on Amberbach beer. I got nothing but a lot of Flash garbage. Thank you, Anheuser-Busch. Here we go. But this beer's not bad. It's, you know, it's decent. It's a Michelob. Let me get some of my music. Here's my music, okay? Mad Player, thank you. Oh, my Venus Wafers is still open. Wow. Amberbach. Let me try some more Amberbach here. Dark Lager. It's good. You know, it's decent. It's like a pretty decent tasting beer. You know, I like it. It's all right. You know, it's good. I'm going to have some more. Mmm. It's actually good. Like, you know, a lot of the more, I don't know if you want to say lower end beers, like they're not pleasant to drink, but this one is actually kind of pleasant to drink. Kind of into it. Great. So I'll be sipping that as we go along here with Charming Tales, okay? Now, you know, the Overnight Escape Underground and the Overnight Escape as well is a lot about telling stories and talking about things in the world, but we have here Charming Tales, okay? I have in my hands a box that I have been effing staring at for months and months and months. It's a white box with green graphics on it. It says Charming Tales by Fitz and Floyd, okay? I have number R61047. Now, what is on the top here? On the bottom, it has some... why the heck is there Velcro on here? There's like a Velcro on here. Let me take that off. Like, this whole show, I'm peeling things off. I'm trying to peel this. Ah! It's like powerful adhesive. Ah. We have a Charming Tales, okay? And you look at the picture. It is a picture of a mouse in a well. It says wishing well. You're everything I've wished for. Okay, item 84/141. Charming Tales, Collectibles Division by Fitz and Floyd. So I have here, I got this as a present. Okay, let's open this up and let's see. All right, so what we have here is, okay, there's a, it's a little statue. Okay, it's handcrafted for Charming Tales TM made in China. It's number 84 out of 141, so you got to collect them all. So there's a little, like, little handle you turn here, but it's all, like, busted, of course. It's like, and there's, like, a little hook. I guess you, oh, you can put the hook on the, hold on. There's, like, actual string. Can I put the hook on the, see, hold on, let me try this. There's a little bucket. Oh, you can actually, yeah, you can do it. Look at that. That's very cool. Like, so basically, oh, now it's busted again. Oh, my God. There we go. All right, let me try to describe what I'm seeing here. Okay. It's a statue, okay? It says wishing well, and it's busted. It's like almost breaking. It's a piece of crap, okay? Hold on. It's not working. All right, whatever. Okay, see, wishing well. It's made out of, I don't know. It's not, is it porcelain or? It's like plastic, I think. So it's a mouse, and he's like crawling out of the well. It says wishing well. There's like a little gold coin there with no features on it. And then there's like plants, like a, what are these, hyacinths, maybe? And there's a thatched yellow roof. But there's a little hook that you can, there's a string handle on the bucket with a little ladybug on it. And then actually, you can actually turn it. So if I actually turn this, but the little thing keeps falling out. So if I pull it, it'll like, it'll put tension on it, but the bucket is built into the base of the whole thing, so it's not going to work. But it can turn. The thing can turn. If I keep doing it, I'll probably bust it. So, what is up with this Charming Tales? The little creature. Okay. Here is the materials that came in the box. Fitz and Floyd. Thank you for choosing Fitz and Floyd. You're quite welcome. Fitz and Floyd's mission is to offer you the finest. Whoa! The other thing is dropping here. I'm going to try to comprehend this. Fitz and Floyd's mission is to offer you the finest quality products and service. Should you have any questions on where to... All right, this is all this... Whatever. But I don't care. Fitz and Floyd, I'm sure they're great. Now, we have Charming Tales, okay? All your friends in Squashville invite you to join the Leaf and Acorn Club. What the hell is this? The world of Charming Tales. Charming Tales is a collection of resin. What is that, the new word for plastic resin? It's freaking plastic, okay? No, it's resin. Figurines. Created by artist Dean Griff. The collection consists of an assortment of charming woodland animals who live in the town of Squashville. They depict whimsical scenarios, frolicking about the woods, celebrating the seasons, or expressing heartfelt, touching sentiments. Together, the residents of Squashville experience the inevitable surprises that each new day brings. Share the sheer joy found in things as simple and wondrous as the changing of the seasons. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. Each day in Squashville represents a heartwarming picture of love and friendship. Be a part of this special place. Experience the magic and wonder of Charming Tales. Wow, sounds pretty good, huh? I want to get into this whole thing. Look at this. And this is one of these things that keeps folding out. There's more and more. Experience the friendship, fun, and excitement of being a Leaf and Acorn Club member. So you can join the catalog. You can join the membership. You get a catalog. You get everything. CharmingTales.com is a website. And such creatures as Mackenzie Mouse. I think I have Mackenzie Mouse. And we have Bunny Bunny. Okay. And we have Sebastian Squirrel and Stuart Skunk. Great. Something tells me they're trying to be like the Beanie Babies, all collectible and stuff. And yes. So the rest of it is all about the website. Oh, here's more characters. Blinky Bunny, and we have Maxine Mouse, and Reginald Raccoon, and Chauncey Chipmunk. Oh, I think I'm going to be a Reginald Raccoon fan. He looks pretty cool. So I have the mouse guy, and it's the thing is like semi-busted, okay? Like if it's like the handle with like the rope around it, and then if you, but it's supposed to stick in the other side, and it's like it's not staying in there. I think this will take the value. This is not Gem Mint 10. This is like this is graded. I think this is like a grade like 4. It's like all busted. Okay, all right. So I have the mouse, whatever the guy's name is. Let's go to charmingtales.com. I'm gonna try to comprehend this little hyacinth. It looks kind of cool. Where am I gonna put it though? I don't know. Charmingtales.com. Let's see what that. This site has to make noise. It has to. Welcome to charmingtales.com. It's one of those fake websites. Oh my god! It's one of those like placeholder sites, related searches. Is this done? This whole thing is like finished. Wow! Don't tell me Charming Tales has been shut down. These people, like, do they know like a domain name costs like $8 a year? Like, just keep it going, man. Wow. Cheryl Lane? There's like, I'm clicking on these sponsored links. These people just got charged money for me clicking. CharmingTales.net. .net. It's a blog. I am a self-employed virtual bookkeeper. Woohoo. Oh, hey. Charming Tales by Dean Griff. Wasn't that guy from Griff? Oh, Griff was the future Biff, right? In Back to the Future, Part 2. Right? Biff Tannen, then there was Griff Tannen. So here's some more images of these Charming Tales. But what happened to the website? What happened to it? And here's another thing. Charming Tales by Dean Griff. There's like a little mouse with a book. A little mouse with an acorn. Whoopee. What the hell? They're like $20 each. Wow, that's kind of expensive. That's cool. What about the wishing well? Do they have that? I want to see how much it's worth. Oh, no. So what could have happened at charmingtales.com? Let's go to archive.org and let's see what may have happened to that website. Because, you know, usually they keep a record. Let me just double check I have it written right. The Leaf and Acorn Club. Okay. There's a freaking www.charmingtales. Oh, did I? You know, I think I typed it like T-A-L-E, like a story. Because we do have a story coming up that's very charming. So maybe I just did it wrong. www.charmingtales.com. Charming Tales, T-A-I-L-S. Yes, charmingtales.com. There's some more of my Amberbach. Yes, look, it's here. I'm sorry. I completely screwed up. Fitz and Floyd. Beer. Here we go. Collections. What do we have? The collection of Gregorian collection? No. We need the gifts. Charming Tales. There it is. Look at that. Here it is. Yes. Oh, look. They have two mice eating spaghetti. Isn't that cute? Look at that. Learn about the history. Charming Tales. This would be considered a garden one, right? Because there's like hyacinths. Is it a hyacinths? I don't know. Let me look for hyacinths online and we'll see if I actually have a hyacinth here. Hyacinth. No. It's more like no. It's not it. I don't. It's like similar, but I don't know. I don't think it's a hyacinth though. It's like it grows up in almost like a pine tree shape, but they're flowers. Let's see. Spring expressions. Maybe I can search. Can I search the Charming Tales? I don't know. Inspirations? I don't know. A cup full of blessings. This is like the Holy Grail with a mouse in it. What the heck is going on here? I want to just see. Okay, here we go. Wishing well. Let me type it in a search here. Wishing well. Wishing. Ooh, you know what? This is probably discontinued because they have wishing star, wishing star friends, Wow. So I think maybe it's discontinued. It may be worth something. You know what I'm saying? The Charming Tales. Yeah. I mean, it's fairly well made. I mean, it looks kind of nice. It looks like, a little more than, it's like a dollar store type thing. But, yeah, that's it. So they got a lot of it. They got everything going on there. I don't know. I don't know what you do with it. Oh, here's a little, there's a Jesus with a mouse. Look, oh my God, this is funny. You have, what's it called? Adored by All. Large or small, adored by all. And it's a, it's like the baby Jesus and the, like this mouse, but it's like as bigger than the baby. So it's like a giant mouse. That's funny. Yeah. And then there's an angel on the earth. Inspirational. You're an angel on Earth. It's a mouse in an angel costume on the planet Earth. Okay. All right. Yes. All right. Where am I putting this thing? I have no flash. I don't know. I'll put it up on the top of my computer monitor. Now, I'm putting it on top of my monitor here next to the sandbag lizard, and it's sure to plummet off, I'm sure. And, like, crash on the keyboard and, like, shatter or something. But I have no place else to put it. So I'll put my little mouse up there. Very nice. Charming Tales. Okay. Now, for another Charming Tale, we have something coming up. Hold on. Let me just have some beer. Amberbach. Very nice. All right. So this is something I actually wanted to talk about here on the Overnightscape Underground. Because, of course, the Overnightscape Underground is about a number of things. It's about a place for me to put my content that doesn't fit in the regular show, but also seeking out other kinds of audio content online. Now, there's a site called LibriVox.org, okay, which is very interesting. Because, you know, when it comes to putting stuff here on the Overnightscape Underground, right, copyright is a big issue. So, oh, sorry, LibriVox.org. I typed .com. So basically, like, if there's a commercial song, like I mentioned the song Black Friday by Steely Dan, I can't play that song here on the Overnightscape Underground. I can't do it because it would be technically against the copyright of the owner, whoever, whatever record company that is, right? I could play a little clip of it under fair use, but it's a very gray area, et cetera, right? Now, when things are Creative Commons or public domain, it makes it a lot easier for me to play it here, right? In this case, anything that's public domain is very easy. No problem. I can play it without... Essentially, you could do whatever you want with it once it's public domain. So here is LibriVox, is Acoustical Liberation of Books in the Public Domain. So what they're doing is, there's a lot of books in the public domain, because even though now copyrights last like hundreds of years, books that are like hundreds of years old are in the public domain. No one can have any control over them anymore. They can't get their paws on them, you know? I guess I'm sort of inspired by my little mouse, the paws. They can get their paws on them. I don't know. I just realized we should have wished for something in the wishing well, but I don't think I have. I know I have some miniature coins somewhere. I have some freaking miniature coins somewhere. Are they in here? I have a mug, but it's full of, like, Lego blocks and stuff. Ah. I thought, do I have a miniature coins? It's a miniature wishing well, so I'd probably have to use miniature coins, but... Because there's also those Lego block coins, you know? Lego coins. Ooh, look! I have a dollar! Look at this! The George Washington dollar. Wow. Hold on, let me just double check here. See if I can... I don't want to, like... There's, like... I don't want to... I'm going to make a big mess here. Ah! No, no. No, I don't have the mini. They're somewhere else. There's so much crap in here. Oh, my God. Like, everything I talk about on the show, I just throw in this friggin' PB Max mug here. All right, I gotta, I have miniature coins, like, little miniature quarters and dimes and stuff. I gotta find them so we can throw them in the wishing well. Right. Make a wish for the show. I'm like racking my brain, like, where the heck could these things be? I have no. I think they're in like a my toy drawer. I have two drawers of toys, so they're probably in one of those toy drawers. Actually, to be honest, it's more like three toy drawers or four. I don't know. Anyway, okay. Anyway, let's see. So, what LibriVox does is their project is to take these books that are in the public domain, and volunteers can voluntarily read the books. Their reading then of the book would be this is where it gets like crazy. If I was to read a book that's in the public domain, my performance could then be copyrighted, right? But these people, in this context of this project, their reading of these books, they voluntarily put them into public domain. And they do not add any more copyright burdens to them. So I looked at this, and it's very interesting that you can actually, I can play any of this stuff now on the Overnight Escape Underground, make them available as separate tracks, and do whatever I want with them. So I looked, I wanted to find just one track, just to sort of introduce the concept, because I think it's very, very cool. And I found a good one, right? This is a selection from Grimm's Fairy Tales by the Brothers Grimm. This is going back a couple hundred years now, right? This is story number 11, The Willow Wren and the Bear. And what's interesting is like something like the Grimm's Fairy Tales was like 30 or 40 stories, and they're all read by different people. So I found this reader very interesting. Her name is Valooi, V-L-O-O-I. Now, most people, when they're reading it, they're like, read by so-and-so, so-and-so, go to my website, and they plug their website and stuff. But in the case of Valooi, she doesn't say her name, and she has no link. So her name is just Valooi, V-L-O-O-I. So here is The Willow Wren and the Bear, read by Valooi. And it's a good story. It's like one of these Grimm's fairy tales. These stories are like bizarre. It goes way beyond like Snow White and Hansel and Gretel. Like, these are just bizarre stories. You start listening to it. I was like zoning out when I was hearing it. I'm like, what the hell? This is sort of drug addled fantasy of like animals having a war and like royal birds. It's cool though. It's kind of cool. I like The Willow Wren and the Bear. The Willow Wren and the Bear. It's kind of a tongue twister. The Willow Wren and the Bear. The Willow Wren and the Bear. The Willow Wren. Here it is.